This is the 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. The Belle Bowl Prairie in Rockford is seen by some as a local treasure. The five-acre patch is a natural, dry gravel prairie that's home to rare and endangered species like the rusty-patched bumblebee. It also contains birds, animals, other insects, fungi, and microorganisms, and it's a site with a rich history from Camp Grant to the Civilian Conservation Corps. But as part of a 200-acre expansion of the Chicago-Rockford International Airport, the prairie, which has gone undeveloped for thousands of years, could be bulldozed. The Rockford Airport ranks among the top 20 in the nation for the movement of goods. And with less than 0.01% of Illinois' original prairie existing, this loss is merely in the drop in the ocean, for many at least. Others, however, believe there's a best-of-both-worlds scenario, a way for the expansion to happen while also preserving the Belle Bowl. To talk more about this, we're joined now by Jack Darren, Chapter Director at the Sierra Club here in Illinois. Jack, welcome to the 21st.
Good morning, Brian. Thanks for having me.
Also joining the conversation is Carrie Lee. She's the Executive Director of the Natural Land Institute, the organization that's offered a proposal to the airport that would protect the prairie. Carrie, welcome to the 21st to you as well.
Oh, thank you very much.
I should also mention that we did invite the Greater Rockford Airport Authority to join us as well. They did not respond to multiple messages, and we also see that they declined to comment or be interviewed when another media outlet covered this story as well. We did receive a lot of texts from you in our texting group, and we invite you to continue the conversation now. You can join at 800-222-9455, especially if you live in the Rockford area, if you're familiar with this prairie, 800-222-9455. So, Jack, I want to sort of set a baseline and start a little more broadly by talking about the prairie. Illinois, of course, is known as the prairie state, but when you're driving at least the main highways and even a lot of the back roads, you're seeing farm fields more than prairie. So can you talk about how we got from a prairie state to a place where 0.01% of Illinois' original prairie still exists?
Yeah. Illinois is known as the prairie state because in pre-settlement times, much of our state was dominated by prairie outside of our river valleys, which would be forested, and some in the southern third of the state had a lot of forest as well. But much of the state really was prairie, and we have a rich legacy from that in some of the most productive soil on the planet. But these prairies also were left pretty defenseless against development and agriculture. They tended to be very flat, often not very rocky, although there are gravelly prairies like the one that we're talking about. And so they were fairly easy to plow and develop and pave over. And so you do see where used to be prairie, mostly you see corn and soybeans and development now. And that's what makes fragments like this that have somehow through nature and through historical accident and the effort of conservationists that survive to this day, that much more important to try to hold on to.
Well, can you talk specifically then about the Belle Bowl and its significance as one of the few remaining prairie lands? And how, I mean, is it accessible? Is this something, or is it behind sort of the airport security fence? What is the status of this land?
Well, I know Carrie and her group have been doing a great job taking care of this parcel, so I'm sure she can speak with more firsthand experience. But I can tell you that we have growing numbers of prairies in Illinois that are the result of restoration. We've put prairie back into places like the Madewin National Tallgrass Prairie, which was a Army arsenal. We're doing wonderful restoration work in many of our state parks and county forest preserves and conservation districts. But parcels like this that remain largely in their pre-settlement condition are incredibly rare, and we have so much to gain from preserving them and so much to learn from them still. We can restore prairie. We've learned that. We've pioneered that here in Illinois. But there are many qualities of original prairie that we very difficult, if not impossible, to duplicate.
So, Carrie, what this land is owned by the Rockford Airport. Can you talk about what stake environmentalists have in changing or preserving something that is already sort of under the control of the Airport Authority?
Sure. So the Natural Land Institute has been managing this prairie for the Rockford Airport since the 70s. And when they developed a master plan for the prairie, where they recognized the special nature of this and the historical nature. What we have in a prairie remnant like this, which is kind of a museum piece, is this is Illinois's redwood forest. This is Illinois's signature habitat. And the Gravel Hill Prairie, or the gravel prairies, there's only under 80 acres left of the grade A and grade B gravel prairies left in the state. And they hold an incredible genetic diversity for us. They, not just the plant species, but also the endangered, for example, the endangered, federally endangered rusty-patched bumblebee was found on this site. And we are, as conservationists, we are especially concerned that these relics, these museum pieces, if you like, even, are going to be lost. The entire prairie acreage left at the Belleville Prairie was originally 25 acres. I think they've already bulldozed some. I think we're down to 14 acres. And the highest quality that's been identified by the Illinois Natural Areas Inventory is about 5 acres. And this is such a unique ecosystem. It has a unique substrate of underground life. It has insects, birds. We have birders from all over the Midwest during migration season coming to see some of the birds there that are migrating through. And as you know, there are some threatened and endangered plant species as well.
So we asked our texting group what they thought about this, and we heard from some people. Anne wrote in to say, it's shocking to me that this is even a consideration. Of course, a remnant prairie should be preserved. There's so little left. We also heard from Brittany on our Facebook page, who says, if the airport chooses the path of short-sighted development and profits with destruction, likely spiraling at least one species into extinction, over priceless preservation and ecological investment, every activist should commit to boycotting the Chicago-Rockford International Airport and getting friends and family to do the same. On the other hand, developers, Carrie, have made the argument that the services and the upkeep for what little is left of the prairie are costly and less significant that the service an airport provides to everyday people transporting goods. I wonder, how do you respond to that, to those sort of competing demands?
So there used to be this old way of thinking that you have to stop something and protect the owl or whatever. And now we understand, with so many green infrastructure and green design principles, that things can be designed differently so that we can have both the airport expansion and the prairie. So that's our message. And we spent some time with some friends of Belleville Prairie who have designed an alternative approach. And when you overlay the parking lot, the staff parking lot, and a couple of detention basins over the prairie, it's like, how can we say that a parking lot is more precious than a prairie? We thoroughly believe that we can have both of these, that they can coexist. And in terms of the expense of managing a prairie, we've been managing that prairie for decades with no cost to the airport. We've been doing that in our own time. So the proposed concept or vision design that we came up with and presented at our public meeting last week really shows how we can have both of these coexisting. Now, for people who really want to know what they can do, or also to see these designs, you can go to SaveBelleBowlPrairie.org. It's a webpage that has even the links to the public meetings. It's got incredible resources on there for people to take a look at. But that's our message. Our message is both and, because we see saving native ecosystems now as saving us.
Let me take a moment to reintroduce my guests. We're speaking with Carrie Lee, who is Executive Director of the Natural Land Institute, and Jack Darren, Chapter Director at the Sierra Club in Illinois. And you're welcome to join our conversation at 800-222-9455. And I should also mention again, we did invite the Greater Rockford Airport Authority to join our conversation. We called, left multiple messages. They did not respond to us. Jack, I want to read another message from our texting group. And we did ask, the question we asked used the phrase, you know, do we go overboard in trying to protect natural things, or is it important to preserve a space like this? And one of our listeners, Ryan, responded, absolutely protect the prairie. Sad that this is even being considered. I don't like your use of overboard here. Extinction is forever. I don't think it is possible to go overboard with environmental protection. Jack, I want to ask about extinction because there's been some controversy regarding endangered species on the prairie. The Illinois Department of Transportation cross-referenced the preferred habitat of each of several endangered species listed at the site and determined they weren't present. On the other hand, some people are saying the study was flawed. Can you talk about what happened here?
Well, I think that we have a snapshot in time when a survey was done. And obviously, you know, these species, these endangered insects and birds, they move around. And if they're not there on one day, it doesn't mean that they aren't there on a different day. And so I think that there is a lot of evidence that this is a healthy prairie fragment, that it is improving over time, that it has pretty amazing species diversity. And so it would stand to reason that species are utilizing it that maybe weren't utilizing it even a few years ago because of the great work that Carrie and her organization have been doing caring for this property. And so with the very recent spotting of a federally endangered species on the site, we think this is ample reason to take another look, not only at what species are using the site, but ways that this development could go forward without disturbing it.
And Carrie, is there, we got another question from one of our listeners who asked if there was an option to expand the airport and preserve the prairie. Maybe this is a good time to ask you about, you know, some of the plan that you have put forward. What are the options in terms of, you know, meeting the needs of commerce and the environment, right? That both and instead of either or approach.
So Domenico D'Alessandro is a landscape architect who worked with a team of engineers and others to put this concept plan together. And one of the things that he did was he took the huge parking lot area and put it into a parking structure so that the actual footprint of the expansion is reduced. Also, in a lot of the areas, we can have stormwater detention placed under permeable paving so that we don't need the detention basins in quite the same way. So there are a lot of green infrastructure site practices that can be used to actually reduce the footprint of what's being proposed and slightly move things around while still protecting the prairie and having the needs of the airport met.
All right, we have a caller on the line. David is calling in from Champaign on line 4. David, thank you for calling in. David, are you with us?
And he grew up in Rockford, and he and his wife Barbara stood on this runway many years ago. He then came to the University of Illinois and worked with Vestal and Shelford, the very early ecologists, and went off to Washington and bought a house and an offset press and created the Nature Conservancy. So this has historic elements to it, too.
And David, I think because of a technical error, we cut off the first part. Who are you referring to?
Fell, F-E-L-L. George Fell, okay. He created the Nature Conservancy.
So you're saying the Nature Conservancy linked to this very prairie that we're talking about today?
I don't know how it's linked, but I certainly think it is. But it has the historic element of George and his wife Barbara standing on that prairie when they wanted to put a runway in many, many years ago, I would guess at least 30 years ago.
All right. Thank you, David, so much for calling in. We really appreciate that. Carrie, one of the things that we've heard here is the Department of Natural Resources requested the opportunity to collect seeds and translocate plants and prairie material to a department-approved site. You've been quoted as calling this proposal a complete failure as a solution. Why do you say that? And I should mention we only have about a minute left before we need to take a break.
Sure. The translocation of some of these plants, they have roots that extend, many of these plants have roots that extend extremely deep into these gravelly soils, sandy soils to get water. And trying to dig up these plants and translocate them is going to be very difficult. And just kind of trying to get a bulldozer out or a backhoe out there, and dig them up, you're going to have this unconsolidated material. It's not like a sod, but you're going to lose a lot of these plants. You may collect some seed, but you're not saving the ecosystem at all. You're maybe saving a couple of plants, and that's like taking a stained glass window and picking up a couple of shards and thinking you're going to have your stained glass window back again.
All right, that is an interesting metaphor. We did hear. I want to mention just before, we need to take a break. So let me do that. Say we're talking with Carrie Lee, who is with the Natural Land Institute, executive director there, and Jack Darin, chapter director at the Sierra Club, Illinois. We're going to carry this conversation past the break, just a couple of minutes, and then finish with our conversation with Dan Klefstad, and an actor who has turned his novel into a podcast. That's coming up after the break, but more on the Belbo Prairie. You're listening to The 21st. Stay with us. Welcome back to The 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. If you're just tuning in, we're talking about the Belbo Prairie at the Rockford International Airport grounds and the plans to expand the airport potentially at the detriment of the prairie. Some environmental activists are working to try and preserve this prairie, which is a rare patch of what the type of land that covered most of Illinois, or at least much of Illinois, before the arrival of European settlers and agriculture and asphalt and everything else that has paved and plowed over the existing prairie here. We're speaking with Carrie Lee, who's executive director of the Natural Land Institute, which has offered a proposal to the airport that would protect the prairie. Also, Jack Darin, chapter director at the Sierra Club in Illinois here. And Just a couple of minutes. I want to sort of, we didn't really get people texting saying, oh, who cares about the prairie? Let's pave over it. But we did get one of our listeners, Sal, who asked, I am in favor of preserving natural areas and prairie. However, this is a pretty small plot. If it's surrounded by industrial sites and building, I don't think it's worth it. It is probably already stressed and has lost diversity. However, if it's in a residential area or surrounded by other natural areas or a park, I think it's worth it. The prairie plants can be moved to a more hospitable site if it's surrounded by industrial areas. Carrie, I know we sort of touched on some of these points already, but can you just respond to what Sal was saying there about, if this is, what life is here is probably already stressed by proximity to the airport. Why is it worth preserving?
Well, we disagree with that respectfully, but there are many examples of these kinds of prairies that are being managed that are doing very well. And part of Domenico's proposal is to have an expansion of that down to the river. So I would encourage you to take a look at Domenico's proposal at savebelbowlprairie.org. And one of the things, I know we don't have much time left, but what's really important is that you've mentioned that we presented this to the airport. Well, they won't let us present it to them. They are not responding to any of our calls, and we have presented it at a public meeting, but we are appealing to the Greater Rockford Airport Authority to please be responsive, turn your emails back on, whatever it is that you need to do, and just have a conversation. Can we please have a conversation with the Airport Authority and their engineering firm to talk about these different options?
All right. We're going to have to leave the conversation there. I want to thank Carrie Lee with the Natural Land Institute and Jack Darren from the Sierra Club, Illinois. Thank you so much for being with us today to talk about the Belle Bowl Prairie here on the 21st.
My pleasure.
Thank you for having me.